Back in 2018, I chatted with Dr. Amit Patel when it was all around RNIB's campaigns for shared space. Amit was campaigning about shared space in his area, and in particular, a crossing or lack of accessible crossing. There has been some developments, and Amit is back with us once again. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Alan.
Now, just remind us, Amit, this was a shared space in your area. So what were the difficulties?
Yeah, so actually within the last 3 years, our local high street has had a makeover. The pavements become so much wider. They've introduced shared space in some of the areas, but what they did is take out an excessive safe crossing and put in a courtesy crossing. So having to navigate the high streets, it meant that you'd have to go all the way down to the bottom of the high street, cross over at some lights, and then kind of come back on yourself. There was no safe space to actually cross over halfway down the high streets.
Okay, now this is a shared space, so traffic and pedestrians are kind of on the same level. There's not really any markings or curbs to distinguish or delineate between where you walk and where the cars are. That's incredibly difficult if you are visually impaired with a cane or a guide dog because those sort of delineations are gone.
Yes, absolutely. There's no way of actually knowing if you're in a safe area or not. But the difference on our high street is only half of it is shared space. The amazing thing our local authorities did was widen the pavements, which I thought was fantastic. Then they had arguments from car drivers who said there's nowhere to park. So what our local authorities decided to do is paint lines on the pavements. So now you're walking along the pavement, you've got a curb, but the cars can actually drive up the curb and park on the pavements. It made a really good idea to widen the pavements and actually have it accessible. And then having the cars on the pavement meant it was a no-go area for a lot of people.
And they're not permanent
So.
obstacles. You know, it's not as if, well, I know I'm coming up to a plant pot that's always been there. You know, there could be
Yeah.
cars, vans, different sizes. So a bit of an issue there. But back to the crossing itself, this courtesy crossing. So what exactly is that?
It's supposed to be where the pedestrian has right of way. There's a small island in the middle, and if you step out onto the road, the drivers have to stop and let you cross. And you kind of have to chance it. It's not safe. And even though our high street now is a 20-mile zone, I think a lot of people are still used to the 30-mile an hour. And having someone step out on the road is dangerous. And when I brought this up for the first time, I was told that I should have eye contact with the driver. Give him an idea that I'm going to cross the road. But if you're visually impaired, that doesn't work. It doesn't work if you're maybe in a wheelchair and you're lower down, you can't see the driver. Or you're a child who doesn't know the courtesy crossing or how it works. So it just made that crossing really inaccessible for a lot of people. And the funny thing is, they built a cinema right next to it. So the foot flow now has increased as well.
Did the council react and understand the situation and make a change?
Do you know what happened was a blindfold walk with my MP, Clive Efford. I flagged this to him a few times and he called me up and he said, Amit, how about I do a walk along the high streets and I can understand better where you're coming from? But I thought, if I do this on my own, there might not be any traction. So I got the RNIB involved as well. So I had Hugh and Emily from the RNIB team come with me to the meeting. They brought the blindfolds with them and they helped guide Clive Efford up and down the high streets. We even did a courtesy crossing. And I think that made him realize just how difficult the high street now is. So with his help, we actually approached the planning team, which told me that it was TfL who decided to take away the crossing which was there before and replace it with a courtesy crossing. And the courtesy crossing was actually due to go up within a couple of weeks of our meeting. But from that meeting, actually, they turned around and actually got TfL to reinstate a pedestrian crossing. So we actually have now a safe crossing. But the great thing behind this is the moment you push the button, there's not a 90-second wait like a lot of crossings. It's 25 seconds. So you're not standing there for a long time.
That's great. So you now have an accessible crossing and you now feel safer using that because you know it's safe and the drivers can see they have to stop.
Absolutely. It's something so simple, but it means that the high street now is more accessible and it's safer. And not just for me, but for so many others out there.
There will be visually impaired people out there, Amit, who perhaps have shared spaces and courtesy crossings in their area, or there are perhaps proposed shared space projects. What would you say to them if they have concerns?
I would say contact your MP, contact your councillors. get in touch with the RNIB team, because they've experienced this. They know how to work through it and how to work with you. You may have an amazing high street on your doorstep, but you can't access it, and you might have to get on a bus or a train and use shops somewhere else. And that just doesn't make sense. Talk to people who are going through the same situation as you are, because it's easier doing it in a group than it is doing it individually. It's easier to actually have a group voice rather than individual voice, because you're more likely to be heard. But campaigning obviously doesn't happen overnight. It takes months, weeks, years. So don't give up. Keep pushing.
Do take that first step. If you would like more information from RNIB's campaigns team, some help, advice, or to get involved in a campaign, do go to rnib.org.uk or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Abbott, a great win, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure, Alan.